Let's dive into embodied reading. It's this idea of adding sensory experiences to reading.
It attempts to bridge the gap between how we typically read, which is very visual, and how we experience the world, which involves all our senses.
We're looking at a research paper from the CHI 2016 conference by Sanchez and their team.
Right.
They investigated whether adding things like sound effects and haptic feedback could change how we connect with stories.
They were inspired by the idea of polythetic meaning, which suggests that engaging multiple senses, like in theater or music, creates a more immediate and embodied experience.
So they wanted to see if this could apply to reading as well.
Exactly, to move beyond just understanding the words to actually feeling and experiencing the narrative.
To test this, they created a prototype, an augmented e-reader, with a haptic feedback device and a speaker.
But these sensory elements weren't just randomly added. They used eye-tracking technology to trigger specific sounds and haptic cues at certain points in the text.
So it was very precisely controlled.
Yes, very deliberate. It was almost like designing the sound for a film.
Can you give an example?
Sure. In one story, they added the sound of rain to evoke a particular emotion, even though rain wasn't mentioned in the text.
Fascinating. So what did they find? Did it actually work?
Well, they discovered that when used separately, both sound and haptic feedback increased feelings of immersion compared to just reading normally.
That makes sense. But what about when they combined them?
That's where it gets interesting. The combination of both proved to be too much. Readers found it disruptive rather than enjoyable.
Too much sensory input at once.
Precisely. It seems our brains have a limited capacity to process that much information while also trying to read.
So there's a balance to be struck.
Yes, absolutely. The researchers are continuing to analyze the eye-tracking data to get a more complete understanding of these effects.
So how did they choose which specific sensations to use? That sounds really complex.
It was a very creative process.
Okay.
Almost like an art form. They actually worked with an author, Carla Novi, to redesign four of her short stories.
Oh, wow.
It involved carefully selecting sounds and tactile sensations to enhance the narrative but not overpower it.
A joint effort between the tech people, the researchers, and the author.
Exactly.
Which makes sense given how subjective reading is. What about the haptic effects themselves? Was it just vibrations, or did they use other tactile sensations?
They used something called the tactile toolkit. It can actually create a wide range of tactile sensations.
How does it do that?
It uses sound files to simulate different textures and physical sensations through a surface transducer.
Sound to create touch. That's wild. What kind of sounds do they incorporate into the stories?
They experimented with various sounds, from everyday noises to more abstract soundscapes designed to evoke specific emotions. They based their selections on principles of ecological psychology, which suggests that we perceive the nature of sounds directly without much cognitive processing.
So even artificial sounds can trigger a physical response from us by tapping into our basic auditory perception.
Yes, precisely.
Were there any specific cases where these sounds clearly enhance the reading experience?
While the research paper doesn't go into a lot of detail about individual examples, the researchers emphasize how effective sound is at conveying nonverbal information and influencing how we experience a scene. They found that even when readers didn't consciously connect a sound with the text, they often remembered the sound later and associated it with what they had read.
Interesting. It's as if the sounds embed themselves in our subconscious, adding another layer of meaning that goes beyond just the words on the page. It becomes about more than just adding superficial elements to reading. It's about enriching the entire experience, making it more multi-layered and potentially more memorable.
Exactly. The researchers believe that by engaging our senses more fully, embodied reading has the potential to change our relationship with literature.
There's definitely potential there, though I imagine there are still a lot of challenges to overcome.
Oh, for sure. As we discussed, one of the biggest is finding that sweet spot of sensory stimulation. Too much becomes distracting, and too little might go unnoticed. The researchers also acknowledge that individual preferences play a significant role in how we respond to sensory input. What one person finds immersive, another might find jarring.
This makes me wonder, how might this technology, if it were to be developed further and become widely available, change how literature is both created and consumed?
That's the big question, isn't it? Authors, knowing that readers might experience these sensory elements, might start incorporating them directly into their writing.
It would be like adding a whole new dimension to storytelling.
Imagine a thriller that literally makes your heart race along with the protagonist, or a romance novel that evokes the feeling of a gentle breeze during intimate moments.
It's an intriguing idea, but it also raises questions about artistic intent and the role of the reader's own interpretation. If the author is dictating the sensory experience, are we losing something in terms of individual engagement?
That's a good point. It's similar to the debate around film adaptations of books. When we see a beloved character portrayed by an actor on screen, does that take away from the image we've created in our own minds, or does it just offer a different but equally valid interpretation?
Applying that to sensory enhancement in reading is a fascinating thought.
Mm.
Of course, there are also technical challenges to consider.
Absolutely.
Standardizing these multi-sensory experiences across various devices, e-readers, tablets, maybe even audiobooks, would be a huge undertaking.
Not to mention ensuring that the sensory experience is consistent and nuanced across all those platforms. It would require an unprecedented level of cooperation between device manufacturers, software developers, publishers, and of course, authors.
It seems like we're on the verge of a potential revolution in reading, but it remains to be seen whether this revolution will ultimately enhance or detract from the experience. It certainly raises a lot of interesting questions.
And that's what's so exciting about exploring cutting-edge research like this. It's not always about finding definitive answers, but about broadening our perspectives, considering new possibilities, and challenging our assumptions about how things work.
Well said. So, as we wrap up our look at embodied reading, we're left with this thought-provoking question. If you could not just read, but actually feel the stories you consume, would you embrace it? And if so, how do you think that experience should be shaped and controlled to ensure a balance between the author's vision and the reader's own imagination? It's something to ponder as we move further into this age where the lines between the physical and the digital, the real and the imagined are becoming increasingly blurred. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we look forward to having you back for our next exploration.